we go easy on the drama and suspense on the program, but that might be changing.
There are 16 reasons why you want to watch Market to Market. Number 5 will shock you.
Welcome to MTOM, the podcast from the producers of the television show Market to Market. My name is Paul Yeager. Thank you so very much for listening. Each week, we go behind the scenes to tell you more about the analysts, the producers, and the others that help bring you this program. The boss recently sat in to give the skinny on some new offerings from Market to Market. And not all of them will be on your television. He may not be as exciting as Mike Pearson, but
oh,
he is the guy who puts the show on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, back on the program, the executive producer of Market to Market.
You remember. My name is...
Yeah, help me out here.
Dave Miller.
Yes. Dave Miller.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Hey, so the reason I've had you here is we just need to let folks know we've been doing a lot of stuff that we've maybe not necessarily promoted everywhere and just kind of, let's just try this and try that. I want to ask you about a few of these things.
Okay.
The first being this podcast. This is episode, I believe, number 44.
Yeah.
And we've done this most every week's. I guess this could be used as like a job review process. What do you want to hear differently on this podcast? More of you?
No, less of me. Heavens, less of me. Actually, I've been enjoying everything that I've been listening to on this podcast.
I'm not asking you to say that's great and all, but is there anything different you want to hear?
No. In fact, getting a chance to talk for 20 minutes with a lot of these analysts to find out a little bit more, not just, okay, you should buy corn at this price.
That's what we do the show for.
Well, that's what the show's for, but this also gives you some insight into their backgrounds. And that's probably one of the big things that I like is that I would never have referred to Josh Bittner as the king of the Palmetto State. However, there he was in South Carolina working on a story about farmers recovering from the big storm that happened in 2016 and what's going to happen next for them. I wouldn't have known how hot it was at the top of the barn with Tom Fitzenmaier. Just because, you know, and I've known some of these people a long time.
So sitting to your right where you're sitting was Ruth when we recorded that.
Ah.
And she was giving him the look of, and he had to turn around every once in a while and just say, am I remembering the story correctly?
Oh, yeah,
and she gave him that look of, I think so, you know, kind of a close. All right, so you've enjoyed that. What other things have stood out? What other things, if you've not listened to other episodes, that people should maybe go back?
Yes.
And listen to.
I'd, you know, go into the Wayback Machine and listen to Mike's piece. One when you interviewed Mike, and it was that perspective of this is kind of I've been around this for most of my life, and I hung out with my dad. Go listen to some of that stuff. And
so you're right by the microphone, so we all heard that.
I am right by the microphone that somebody called me. And I'm not sure what I'm going to have to do to make sure that that doesn't happen again. But I'll do that.
So Mike was talking a lot. I kind of asked him about some of that transition. And I don't think if you would have asked him 5 years – well, I guess it's already been 5 years.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, he thought he would be doing what he's doing right now.
Oh, not even remotely. And you know, I've known Mike a long time since he was, you know, 5, 6 years old. He was just a little boy. And you know, you always get that impression that people are going to be here for a long time. And – you know, every minute counts. Every moment that you have with somebody, you really need to appreciate that. And I think that was true with Mark. And we were always, you know, joking around on Fridays and we talked during the week, that kind of thing. And you just learn not to take that stuff for granted. So when Michael came around and it was, let's try and figure out who's going to be next. If you listen in to that podcast, you know, you'll know, you know, it's like never miss an opportunity. Mm-hmm. He could hear his dad saying that. So things like that that you pick up on this podcast that you don't get any other way.
Did you know that Ted played high school football?
In fact, it was one of those things that was mentioned in passing, but I wouldn't have known the rest of how that worked out if I hadn't been listening to the podcast. And, you know, you get 10 or 15 minutes to talk with these guys when they come in, maybe a little longer depending post-show. You might get half an hour. But a lot of times we don't get around to what you're asking them about. Okay, tell me why you started to do this.
So. And you never know what you'll find out. So those are all the past 40-ish episodes mixed in with some producer tales. And part of it is the stories that we're working on. We'll get to the stories that's in the hopper. But one of the other things that we're going to see, we just kind of launched it quietly last week a little bit, and it's a project we've been doing for, I don't know, 4 years already, 3 years, the Market to Market Classroom Project.
Yeah.
It's a collaboration between our education department, part of our, well, I guess they're considered an extension of the education department, and us, where we have put together, we've categorized all of our stories. Every local story that we do, so say last week, the weather story, I have to select a button that says that's a story about weather and climate. There's about eight categories. So if you have – if you're studying something about understanding how weather impacts the markets and you go to this exact silo or module of the classroom project, you would see – not some story from 2012. You'd see a story from 2017 and 16 and 15 on how things have evolved. Is that fair, what we've kind of done with some of those?
And if you take a close look, you look at some of the ones for government policy, you can go through and watch the evolution of certain policies like ARC and PLC. You can see how those developed over time. You can also see how things have stayed the same, despite the fact that it looks like it's something new because we've forgotten about it. But you can really go back and take a close look at how they've been working on policies for CRP and for clean water for a long time. And what happens is something will come forward, like the lawsuit that the Des Moines Water Works had that had all of Midwestern farmers and beyond on edge, because if that had gone to trial and it had been in favor of Des Moines Water Works, there'd be a whole lot of permitting that farmers would have to go through that they don't have to do now. And so that's going to be something that'll be, if you're listening this week, you'll have seen it on the past show. Mm-hmm. But you can go back and look in those modules. We did an entire piece on the farm crisis in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And there have been people that have said, are we set up? They're asking the question again, are we setting ourselves up for another farm crisis? Well, if you want to go back and explore what set things in motion in the 80s, in that time period, early 80s, you can go into that module on the farm crisis and you can look at what happened. But there are other stuff. There's like innovative technologies and new entrepreneurial ventures, stuff like that, that you can go through and take a look at. And what I find kind of exciting about this is it's that one-stop shopping where you can go in and you can search topics and you'll get back a lot of information.
So it's not just for high school, community college, university students. It's if you're an absentee landowner, a landowner, a farmer, a farmhand, and you're wanting to know about more about it, there are these modules to learn about government and policy and innovation and entrepreneurship and all of these types of things.
Yeah.
So we continue to update that project.
It is ongoing, and I think that's one of the things that's been our well-kept secret since 2012 when we launched this thing, is that we've been doing this and we've been trying to get the word out. We do it in the broadcast show. We're doing a little bit more of that when we're on Twitter and we're sending the word out that way. You get flooded with a lot of data, and what we try to do is filter that and give you information back where you can make decisions based on what you're looking at.
And the classroom has discussion questions and other related topics. And
learning modules,
things like that.
So if you're listening and you're a vocational agriculture teacher, or even if you're a teacher for government, or, you know, I think even science teachers, if you take a look at what we've set up for questions and for how what sort of goals you can set for learning out of what we're putting out there. This was actually designed by teachers. It wasn't something that we went into with just sort of, well, we'll see what we can do. This was addressed head-on to try and provide a learning tool that everybody can use.
And that'll be – and I'll talk with Brian and Tiffany, who are heavily involved with it.
Heavily.
Who are on the education side, have been there from the beginning.
Yes.
We'll have a conversation. Let them dive into it. Where I'm going with the classroom is last week we put in the Market Plus – we always ask for your questions. You
Yes.
can submit them to at IPTV Market on Facebook, at IPTV Market on Instagram, or at Market to Market on Twitter, and I usually put the hashtag Market Plus in there. Mike will see your question, and he'll say, oh, okay, well, Doug in Johnston wants to know, what price point would be a good one to pull the trigger on December 17 beans? And we put that in the show. Well,
yes.
We had it
yes.
where we had students at Iowa State, and we have them. They are going to be asking questions of us to play for our market analysts. And we're mm-hmm. going to do this for several weeks. I've got at least 20 questions, I think, that we can run. But those are just Iowa State students. But we kind of have a challenge where we want to hear other land-grant institutions. And I suppose you don't have to be at a land-grant institution.
No.
But we want to hear from other ag students at other ag colleges and their questions that they have.
Yeah, specifically for what's going on in the markets. And it's like, shoot a video of yourself and send it to us. Send it to markettomarket@iptv.org.
And if you're not 100% sure how to shoot the video, send us an email and we'll work with you back and forth and we'll get that video.
And we want to get questions from all over the place. I mean, Iowa State is just up the road from us, but we know that's not the only set of opinions that are out there. And we want to see what you guys in Kansas, Oklahoma, North Carolina,
California.
The Central Valley of California. These are places where market to market is on the air.
North Dakota, South Dakota.
All the
we'll
way through the Midwest.
Even Canada.
Parts of Texas and New Mexico.
Ohio.
So we're around. We want to hear from you, and we want to make sure that you get your question answered.
And we'll put it on, and you'll actually get your mug
yes.
on television, or
yes.
at least on the web.
Well,
and,
somewhere,
and
yeah.
we'll put them all together. And those segments are going to be carved out and put on to the Market to Market classroom. So there'll be like a glossary of video definitions. So some in the past, we've asked, what is a black swan? What is stochastics? What is a 30-day moving green line? What is, you know, some of that stuff that you might be afraid to ask, and you're like
yeah. –
I know what a 20-day moving day green line is. Yeah, I don't.
Of course you do. Of course you do. And you may
we're
not.
Asking the questions that you know you just might be a little proud to ask. Too proud to ask.
Too proud. Too proud. But or not. You know.
Or just, not.
We're getting in there, and we want to make sure that you have the definition, so you hear what the traders and the market analysts are thinking about when they're making trades or looking at a trend they see into the future.
So you could tag that on your Facebook page or something in or Twitter, you know, hashtag Market Plus, and for sure send us an email or tell us on Twitter that you've done that and we can work with you on that. So that is what we're up to in the classroom. We've talked about this podcast, and I suppose we should probably talk about what we do every week.
Yeah. Yeah. The base for all of this, the show that's been on for 42, almost 43 years. This particular calendar year has had a lot of stuff crammed into it. Josh went to Cuba, and we got two stories out of that, and there's also influence on two more. People that are listening in the future, you may have already seen his roundup about the sugar industry, which we're getting material from Hawaii, some stuff that he shot in Cuba, some stuff that we shot in Florida. John Torpy, who is just recently or will be on, he went to Louisiana and pulled out three stories from where we thought there would only be two, coastal restoration, container on barge, new innovations for how things are going to be shipped around the country. And that's going to affect those of us that live and work in rural America. Some of the stuff that's hiding in there is niche pork. This is an industry that we've talked about on the show for probably 25 years, but how it's continued to move and the marketplaces, some of it goes to Japan. And there's a plant in Meadowbrook, Illinois, and they have always had connections with Japanese buyers, but they're taking a specific prescription pork and they're getting it cut up, and the Peter Tubbs went down there to cover it.
And he's got a tractor story that he's working on, a $10,000 tractor. That'll be different. I'll have him on talking about that future.
That's going
to
be cool.
Waterworks continues to be something we're always – the water issue, not just Waterworks.
Yeah.
That Colleen Bradford Kranz got her nose into Palmer Amaranth again
and
continues to make progress in finding out how the reaction was – between governmental agencies. That was a good story.
Yeah, the FOIA that she put in. It took us a couple of months to get that back. She got 375 pages of emails and had to sort through all of that to see what the back and forth was between the various agencies about how to handle the problem. That story is something that you can find in Government and Policy on Market to Market Classroom.
It's also posted on our Facebook page and also through our website of markettomarket.org. Well, kind of.
That's one of the places
you
can see
it. That's one of the places
you
can find it. IPTV.org/MTOM. That is the way you could watch it, or on our new YouTube channel. I guess I didn't even get to that part.
Yeah, the YouTube channel.
We have a new YouTube channel.
You know, I look at what we're doing with, and you go to YouTube Market to Market.
YouTube/
Market to Market, and all of our stories are getting posted there. How far back did we go, Paul? We didn't put everything in there.
We've only started 7 weeks, 8 weeks now, just in the sense of because we have to upload to them. We still have – all that stuff is still archived somewhere, whether it's on our website. If you want to find every story that we've done for the last 10 years, 8 years, something like that, that's on iptv.org/markettomarketMTOM, however you want to find us. But it just we've been transitioning to a YouTube channel that is specific to Market to Market, not just thrown in as a side note to Iowa Public Television, which is where we're produced.
And one of the things that goes with that is that if you subscribe – you're going to get notifications every time the show comes up. So you're going to be able to watch the individual pieces. You'll be able to watch the individual market segments. And you'll also be able to watch the entire show. So each week you're going to know once those get posted. So if you're not in the viewing area of Market to Market, or if you for some particular reason miss the show or it doesn't get recorded on your DVR, you can still get a chance to see into the crystal ball that our analysts are looking at. You can see at the direction that the news went for that particular week. And you can also get a closer look at one of the stories, one of the in-depth features that we do that runs 6.5 to 7 minutes. So it's another place where you can get a lot of information delivered to you in an easy-to-use package.
So we don't always provide that up-to-the-minute market movement or market analysis, but what we've specialized in is the what does this week mean?
Exactly.
What does this fit in a month? Is this a pattern? Is this a trend?
It's the long view, and that's been one of the things we've done for all 42. We're going to do 42-34 this week. And in that entire time, we have always taken the long view on what happened during the week and what is potentially going to happen based on what the analysts trends, you know, what the analysts think the trend is coming up. That has been one of our stock and trades. People that have been with the program for 20 or 30 years watching out in the various states where we're seen know that that's true. But all the guys that are listening now that are new to the program, this is what we do. We make sure that we filter all of that so that you get a chance. Now, one of the fun things is that we probably spend 10, 12 minutes every week on markets and trends. But if you go look and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know about Market Plus, but you can tell your friends it's another 12, 13 minutes of analysis with a long-term view so you can kind of decide, do I want to go short? Do I want to go long? Do I want to hedge at the elevator? It gives you one more place where you have some information to use to make your decisions.
Shh, it's a market secret, Market Plus.
Yeah.
Get ahead of your neighbor. This is the way to get a leg up. All right, I need you to say something outrageous to be used in the opening headline.
Okay.
What would you want to prompt on something? Something that'll be a good tease in the beginning that people will go, oh, I want to listen to that.
Oh, God.
You'll never believe number 5.
Yes. 16. There are 16 reasons why you want to watch Market to Market. Number 5 will shock you.
And that is how we do the T's business. You listened for the entire podcast to hear where did that line fit. And David just explained it because I made him pull it out of thin air. Anything else about the program that you want to let folks know and the multitude of offerings we have in platforms?
We are still, you know, keep your eyes open. If you send us you tweet at us or you send us an email at markettomarket@iptv.org, we're always looking for one more story where somebody's got a unique venture or has a really cool idea that everybody else ought to have a close look at, something that's working on being established and is working, but it's one of those well-kept secrets that, you know, everybody ought to be doing this or everybody ought to think about this. We are interested in hearing what you have to say. I mean, we're looking around, but we never say no to anybody sending us a suggestion.
He doesn't say no. He makes us say no.
That's right. Actually, I say no to them. I say no to them a lot. when the guys come up and they have really good story ideas, you know, my first reaction is, how are you going to fit that in with all the other cool stuff that you have that you're working on right now? I do say no in a joking manner quite often, but that's really not the case because it's like, you know, everybody's got five or six ideas in the fire and you're working on one and you're always going to have, you know, five more that you're thinking about trying to do. So it's very cool.
And on this podcast, we'll talk about we're going to take a little turn into some of the other people that bring you the program that you have no idea who they are, but what they do is extremely important.
Yes.
For getting the program onto your television or device. And I'll just – or were instrumental in doing it in the past.
Yes.
I'll leave those teases like that. How's that?
That's perfect.
David Miller, I do know your name. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
You can always send us an email, markettomarket@iptv.org. I'm Paul Yeager. Thanks for listening.